Memoirs.
Back again. You can't get rid of us.
No, we've returned. We've returned with a plan.
You could get rid of us. If you paid us enough money, we would stop. I'll tell you right now.
One guy threatened to set himself on fire if we didn't stop doing the show. So I don't know if there's been any news on that front, on people setting themselves on fire.
Well, the problem is, though, it wasn't clear. He just set himself on fire. We didn't know if it was because he wanted us to stop or he wanted us to continue. So it was just...
Well, that's like what's going on with this Donald Trump trial. As I said, just before we jumped on here, I tweeted this out because somebody, and I don't know if they're pro-Trump or anti-Trump, and if you're going to set yourself on fire outside of a trial, have a sign.
Yeah, yell and don't something. Set the sign on fire either. No, then,
metal sign. That's what I'm going to do. We should have a business where we make metal signs for people that want to set themselves on fire that won't burn along with them, so they know what they're standing for.
There it is. Okay, I see it now. I see your tweet.
Yeah. Again, my joke tweet I tweeted out was that this person that set themselves on fire outside of the Trump trial probably just could have waited for the ATF and FBI to do it for them. Since today is the Waco anniversary, just gotta wait. They'll come burn you alive. Just wait for them. Just give them a couple of weeks.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I want to say first, I'm assuming this person is dead. So that's incredibly tragic.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Setting yourself on fire, just not a good idea, really, for any sort of protesting.
I don't think it changes much.
No, nope. Just pretty much killing yourself and, Anyway, I think a good way, and we got a lot of stuff to talk about. So I kind of want to just break the ice for the show here, which something incredibly important. I just wanted to share this first because, you know, this might not have anything to do with politics, but, you know, I think it's important to get a point across because I think I've seen a lot of people with questions about this topic in particular. If a bowling ball will go through the window of a minivan. So before we go any farther, I just want to...
So many emails from people asking.
Yeah, I just want to clear this up. Thankfully, this guy did the hard work and figured this out. So let's watch and we can finally get the answer.
Yeah.
Want to know if a bowling ball will go through the side window of a van. We're going to see right now, okay?
This guy's the exact voice I hoped. There you go. Wow.
Yeah, it goes right through. No problem.
I mean, you took the words right out of my mouth. Like, could there have been a better guy to make that video? I don't think so. It's incredible.
Oh, God. Does he have a whole series? I'm kind of in.
Just throwing bowling balls through different things.
Let's find out. You guys think that if I put a cat in a dishwasher, it'll get wet? Well, let's find out. Yeah, that guy's fucking ridiculous. Well, that was a good.
I think if I set myself on fire, that I will burn.
Do you think I could get Donald Trump freed? We'll see if any breaking news comes out on that, but. As we speak, also, as the title of this episode indicates, there have been bombs dropping. Israel just bombed Iran in response to Iran dropping some drones, missiles that did nothing against Israel because Israel bombed an embassy of theirs in a foreign nation, not even in Iran, although I guess it is sovereign, property of the Iranian nation, right? As all embassies are. I don't know. What do you think? World War III coming?
I don't know. You know, it's crazy because so last night when before Israel bombed Iran, I guess the Biden administration was negotiating with Tehran about some sort of deal with their new nuclear deal that they would try to get Israel to not bomb them. And I guess Israel said, screw you, Joe Biden. We're just going to go ahead and drop these bombs anyway. So I don't really have a strong feeling about that in particular, but just from an optics standpoint, from the U.S. still being a party that has any sort of like control over the situation, they don't. No. Not that that's necessarily good or bad, but I think from a perception standpoint, when it comes to voting for the president, that's something that a lot of people are probably going to look at.
Yeah, I think so too, man. It certainly seems that Joe Biden is weak and ineffective when it comes to negotiating, to trying to de-escalate the situation, because he keeps tough talking. He's like, hey, I told him don't. And to Netanyahu, was like, hey, you better not. I don't know. It's like, he doesn't give a shit, man. He's going to do what he wants. And he knows that the assholes running our country are still going to send money to Israel. Israel's like, hey, suck us. Suck these hairy dicks. And we're like, okay, can we give you more money for that? Thank you for not listening to anything. Here are arms and trillions of dollars. Well, billions at least.
I think you talked about this on Mean Age Daydream when it happened, but State of the Union. So afterwards, Joe Biden was caught on a hot mic saying that he needed to have a come to Jesus moment with Netanyahu, which is just like the most ridiculous thing that you could say about someone who was Jewish.
I know.
And it's just totally over Biden's head. And the media just like nothing. You get nothing from them on it. If Trump had said that, oh my God, you would not hear the end of it.
Oh, absolutely. And also, anytime I hear that, Jesus and Jews reminds me, I think it was the Simpsons episode where Krusty's dad is on there and they're asking about Jesus. And he's like, well, we believe that Jesus was a man, but not that he was the son of our God, our savior. It's something like that from the Simpsons. Always brings it to my mind. It's and nothing seems to happen. Nothing seems to move forward. Nothing's getting resolved. There's still bomb in Gaza. They're now pressuring Iran and ratcheting up things there. And Joe Biden to come to Jesus meeting didn't seem to either happen or didn't seem to do anything. And in the meantime, and now we're being told that, let's not forget that Israel's our greatest friend and ally.
Of course.
Do you get your Christmas card from Israel? They'll send them out. They don't believe in Christ, but they'll send you a Christmas card out to their best friends
year,
and allies.
Every year, personalized. Look forward to it. Very, very nice. I'm waiting for mine from Zelensky in Ukraine. No Christmas cards from Ukraine.
Nope. Cancel Christmas, just like he canceled all political parties, media, freedom of speech, etc.
Yeah. I was having this conversation last night. So I'm part of, speaking of Jesus, I'm part of a Christian libertarian book club with the LCI, the Christian Libertarian Institute. Pretty good discussions. We were reading this book right here, which I think is a pretty good read, even if you're not Christian. Can you see it? An Ethic for Christians and Other Aliens in a Strange Land by William Stringfellow. But we were talking about, what has happened to the anti-war left.
Yeah.
And I said that I think it is starting to come back in the younger generations. And you're seeing that through these, TikTok videos and, Instagram reels of young people basically saying I think we played one 2 weeks ago whenever we did this last time, what the heck is happening? We're sending billions of dollars to Ukraine and I'm making $90 a year and can't afford to live in my parents' basement, which that's true or not. I'm sure they can afford that in their parents' basement, but it's reaching a breaking point where there is actual, maybe not like real suffering in the sense of like what it would be like in a third world or something, but by American standards, there is some suffering, not able to achieve the things that their parents and grandparents achieved within the same time frame, the same, age demographics. So I think by way of comparison, there's suffering with previous generations, and that is starting to piss off the younger generation.
Yeah, without a doubt, man. I mean, it's not forget too, like there, it's not just the power to earn and buy a house, which is like out of reach for almost anybody that's coming out of college. But now with the inflation that's hitting everybody, you're just so stretched thin. And we've talked about this before too, just like the grocery bills are just astronomical. Everything's astronomical. And the younger generation, I think, is waking up to that fact, and I saw we just hit, by the way, $1 trillion in debt, in interest. $1 trillion is our average interest payment in our debt now.
I can't even understand that. Like I can't understand that amount of money. And it's just insanity.
It is ridiculous. So while Biden's trying to buy these fuckers off with student loan debt, erasure, which is, I still don't understand. It's unconstitutional. I still don't understand how the fuck it's happening, but he's trying to do that. And that's a fine thing, but it still is not going to buy you a house. It's still not going to, erasing debt is not the same as giving you earning potential. mm-hmm. might put some money back in your pocket, but the way those payments are structured anyway, what's it going to be? $200 a month? You know, $40
a month? I don't know if this is true or not, but I saw this somewhere that the average earning of, and maybe this is a couple, not an individual, but the average earnings of those who are getting these student loan payoffs, it's like $120,000 a year. So it's not like it's helping people who are making, you know, $50,000-$60,000 a year. So maybe, I guess to say two things, I mean, maybe it could help people who are close, because they're closer to buying a house income-wise. But I think it's just interesting and kind of funny that it's not helping people who are really struggling.
Right.
It's helping people who are kind of just on the borderline of maybe getting up to that next level of middle class.
Yeah. I mean, people were making that kind of observation the first time around, too, is that they're saying it's, you know, essentially it's just helping white people out because more white people have college degrees and you're just bailing out the white people, which, I mean, true. You know, I don't see color, John, but, you know, on paper, I do. On loan documents.
I think that's changing, though. I mean, if you look at like colleges today, like for example, like Penn State, I think something like 30 to 40% of people who graduate with Penn State degrees are not Americans. They're coming here from foreign countries to get their degrees. And largely, like I think 65 to 70% are women, not men. So I think those demographics are definitely changing.
Yeah. Well, by the way, just as you brought up women, I just want to talk real quick about how pissed off I am about this Caitlin Clark bullshit with her. They shared her average salary, right? This WNBA first pick in the draft.
Yeah.
Sensational player. And they shared her salary, and it's like she's going to be like $75,000 a year. Now, she'll make tons more of that in endorsements, but it's funny that the left loses its mind. Like, oh, I can't believe it. And I tweeted out the fact, which is the WNBA is a charity that loses money. It loses money every year. Nobody's in the stands. And since we're talking about demographics, women make up more than 50% of the country. If you think Caitlin Clark should make more money, shut the fuck up. Go get a ticket. Go watch the game. If you're not going to do that, then just shut the fuck up. That's it. There's no conversation we had here. There's nobody in the stands. What are we talking about? Like, these women want to bitch and whine about it. If you could be the best pianist in the world, if you're playing to an empty arena, you're not going to make any money. That's the way it goes. That's it.
But the other piece of it is she is getting paid because I believe she signed an 8-figure deal with Nike or Nike.
Really?
However you prefer to say that.
I say
Nike. You say Nike? I think I say Nike most of the time.
I say Nike. Nike because you say Nikes.
You know, or if you're saying I'm wearing my Nikes, you'll say I'm wearing my Nikes. I don't know.
What? No.
Would you?
I'm wearing my Nikes. Yeah.
I don't even know. I never say the word, I guess.
Do you say Adidas or Adidas?
I say Adidas.
It's supposed to be Adidas. But
do you say Adidas?
Fuck those Italian pricks.
You say organization, like you're Canadian.
Yeah, organization. What do you say? Organization?
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 Organization? Or not organized.
Listen to our other podcast, Tomato Tomato. It's replacing Meat Wars and also all of our other shows.
But to go back to Caitlin Clark real quick, I mean, so she is so good. And it's not only just that she's so good, because there are good female basketball players, but just like the way she plays, it's much more attractive to watch as a basketball fan because she's just draining shots. You know, a lot. There's not many players that can really defend her.
Yeah.
So it does bring a lot more eyeballs to the screen. You know, I know for a fact that her, like, the last couple games in the Women's March Madness, they broke all kinds of records for people watching. I think even just watching college basketball games.
But the problem the past is, few man, years. That's nationally televised. And WNBA games are never nationally televised unless all their sports are off. Like, there's a dark part of the year. And I mean dark, not as in like dark outside. I mean dark for the soul, for my soul, where there's no other sports on. And I would go to the gym before we had our phones and podcasts. I remember I'd go to the gym and I'd look up at the TV for something to entertain me as I was on the elliptical or something. And I'd just collapse into a ball of tears when it was WNBA. And I was like, oh God, is it that time of the calendar again? I can't believe it. It's the worst. Nobody likes WNBA. And that's the thing. Like, her college games are nationally televised. her I or Idaho, Indiana, wherever the fuck she went, they're not going to be nationally televised. They might try a little bit, but it's not going to be destination viewing for a regular season WNBA game against the, you know, the Portland Timber Cunts or whatever their names are going to be.
Yeah, because it needs to be. I mean, it can't just be, oh, tune in for the Caitlin Clark show and watch your drain threes.
Right.
Okay. People do that maybe a couple times in the WNBA, but it's got to be like, at least they had like some sort of, you know, it was competitive. It was Caitlin Clark versus that girl's name, Reese from LSU, and there was a controversy
Don't sexualize me, Angel Reese.
Yeah. Who's sexualizing herself everywhere. But yeah,
it's Sports Illustrated in bikini. I mean, look, it's not you're gonna give people some boners. That's the way of the world. Showing skin, you got big boobs. What do you want me to tell you? So yeah. Anyway, all right. What else do you want to talk about here? You said there's a lot. There is a lot going on. Andrew Tate. That was the other thing I wanted to talk about. Unless you have something else, but this, I think Andrew Tate's a fucking jerk off. I mean, in a way, I can get behind. In a similar way to like Jordan Peterson before he went completely insane. I can get behind, look, you know, can't control your life. I believe that, you know, like it sickens me that there are literal camps to teach men how to be alpha males. Have you seen those videos of the alpha male camps?
You mean like actual like camps that you go to?
Yeah. Like sleepaway camp for pussies. Yeah, it's like, hey, we'll turn your pussy inside out like a trans, and we're going to make you an alpha male. So there's camps, and people are like, yeah, like, oh, we're going to be men. It's sad that people feel they have to do that. And look, I think there's something in you. It's not everybody's going to be an alpha man, nor should they be necessarily. It's not your personality. But it's sad that we're at such a point in society that men have been beaten down by the left's horse shit about toxic masculinity and workplace HR staffs and the entertainment complex and all this other tech attacking masculinity. Like, and you see what happens with people not standing up, you know, when you see violence in the streets against women or like a fucking homeless guy, you know, screaming in a subway, like go up and fucking stop it. Say something. It's a pussyization of male culture. So Tate has a place.
Before you read that tweet, because we'll get into talking about Tate, because he's an interesting guy to talk about, because I think he does have some good things to say, but he also has some terrible things. Yeah. But when you look at the war on masculinity, the war on testosterone, it's not only just a war against men. It's also very real in that testosterone levels are at the lowest time in the history of humanity, I assume, since it's never been measured, man in his 70s.
I've never been tested. What's that? For testosterone. I've never had my testosterone.
Neither have I. Tested. I should like, get where tested.
Where are they doing these polls at? It's just a guy. Is this a guy taking random syringes for people?
I think it's more and more common because, you know, people are having like troubles that come along with, you know, having low testosterone, you know, having low libido and things like that. But like a man in his 70s
whacking it right now
had the same testosterone in the 1980s as like a 22-year-old does today. Wow. Something like that. It's scary bad. Like it's not good. And it's not just one thing. I mean, I think a lot of it is diet related, environmental toxins, all kinds of crap. And people just, you know, just aren't doing manly things, aren't going out and moving shit around. And,
Go chop a log, get those balls pumping with testosterone again. So here's I'll say, we're talking about being a manly man. So Andrew Tate, half of his shit is about being a manly man, but some of it, as you said, goes full retard. And this is a full retard tweet from him. This is a account Rothmus, which I enjoy, had tweeted out, "Fellas, is it gay to eat?" And it was in response to Andrew Tate. And here's what Andrew Tate had said. He says, "Food's awful and eating sucks. I eat the bare minimum and as fast as possible. I hate eating. I hate feeling full. Men who think cooking makes them manly are cucks afraid of the cage, desperate to validate a non-existent masculinity. Imagine how stupid you have to be to find food entertaining, literally embarrassing." And then to Rothmus, he says, "Is it gay to eat?" And Andrew Tate replied, "Yes." What, hey, this is like a fucking king idiot take. And I say this, maybe I'm personally impacted by this because I was a cook for many years, right? Took pleasure in cooking. I think cooking and the knowledge of how to make food that's delicious and nourishing is something that is an epitome of manliness. There is something about being able to take the meat, the vegetables, the sustenance that surrounds you and turn it into something fucking beautiful. There's nothing gay about that. It is, I mean, if we're going to talk about how you express a manliness or how you express greatness, that's going to come out in different forms. It's not all fucking grunting and lifting heavy shit. You should do that, but it's not all that life is about. And eating is a necessary component of life. Why would you not want to do the best job at eating that you can? And that's called learning how to fucking cook.
Yeah, this is a super meathead take. I mean, this goes like there's a lot of, big buff guys, weightlifters, probably on steroids who, their diet is they're just eating, unseasoned chicken.
There's liver cane,
unseasoned rice,
bull testicles on steroids.
Yeah, well, I mean, even worse than that, I'd rather eat bull testicles than freaking unflavored chicken breasts all the time. That's just disgusting.
It's the worst. God, it's horrible.
But
I guarantee it tastes the same. By the way, a bull testicle probably tastes the same, or as you said, better than a chicken breast, and they have the same consistency.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe it's a conspiracy. Maybe we've just been eating freaking bull testicles the whole time and not actual chicken.
Who knows? You, big bull testicle!
But one of my favorite shows to watch, and it's on Netflix. They bring seasons on, take them off. It's a show called Meat Eater. And it's a guy by the name of Steve Rinella. He's got a whole crew where they go out hunting or fishing or whatever. And that's like the first part of the show. They go, they kill an elk, they kill a moose, they catch a bunch of fish, they get shrimp, whatever. Then the second half of the show is cooking it so it tastes good and taking the time. And that whole cycle there is, I think, a big part of being a man. I think every man should at least one time in their life go out and actually kill something and then turn it into food that tastes delicious. I think that's something to strive for.
Yeah, definitely. But it's just so weird. He's like, I eat the bare minimum and eat it as fast as possible. That's not good for your digestion either. No. Wolfing down food like
that's why he's feeling bloated. Yeah.
Yeah. He's swallowing air along with his food. It's going to be funny when he chokes to death because he hasn't chewed his food properly. Instead of swallowing an entire hot dog.
Part of it is with Andrew Tate, you have to understand that he is looking to build his influence, build his followers, all that. And one way you do that is just by creating division. And he's just creating division in a very, very stupid way here just to do this. We're talking about him. Look at that. There you go, Andrew Tate.
Yeah, I know. He did it. Tim Pool does that shit a lot, too, and actually pisses me off.
Yeah.
But I don't really listen to Tim Pool much. I know a lot of people like
him. I don't listen to Tim Pool at all. I have no interest in Tim Pool anyway whatsoever.
Yeah. All right. What do you got for me? You got some memes to smack up in my face?
Yeah, I got one to drop here. Whoops. What the heck am I doing? Here we go.
Every time.
Haven't heard, why is it not sharing? Hello.
Every time. There we go.
Haven't heard of Carrie Wedler in a while, but apparently she's still out there. So she tweets, people upset the criminals run the government fail to realize that government itself is a criminal organization, so attracts criminals. The difference between government and organized crime is the collective belief that government deserves a moral exemption for its threats and violence. Also, another difference is, like, the mafia organized crime, they didn't go out and, like, have their members who were running for, positions in the mafia solicit donations from outside organizations and then, make their policies and their rules to benefit those. So the government's even worse than the mafia in that it's doing that. It's literally creating rules and regulations and laws to benefit the people who donate the money to them.
Yeah. And at least the mafia, they're like they're running protection rackets. And typically, you don't have the people that are under protection get randomly attacked by another mafia group from across the world because of something your mafia did. Doesn't happen though.
Yeah. Doesn't happen. That's true. The mafia's stick. I mean,
Of course, you did. It's a Chicago mafia form. Yeah.
Very, pretty localized. There were some alliances, I'm sure, but
yeah. All right. I've got my, my next one up here. If I can find it, oh, fuck, why is it not opening up? Oh, there we go. Gigabase dad. So that's, this tweet cracked me up. And just that there's, you know, a lot of talk about abortions, and Jason Carrier set this through, longtime listener and supporter. So it's got a chick that says, mommy E thought, you know, that hoe over there. And she's saying, I've had like 5 abortions. I'll start a family when I'm ready. I feel so empowered. My body is a temple. And then, of course, your trad wife style to the right says, yeah, an Aztec temple. That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. I've never heard that response to my body's a temple before. It's pretty funny. So kudos.
All right. So let's turn the page to Joe Biden here. Joe Biden is now talking about how many people are telling him to F off.
Oh, God.
I never thought I'd see a time when I'm going through a neighborhood or a rural town is in the West to see big signs that have a Trump sign in the middle that says F Biden, and having a little kid standing with his middle finger, 7 years old, 8 years old. Well, I promise it happens all the time.
Well, I promise it happens all the time. I'm sure it happens even more than he sees. It has been, for him to be talking about it, it has to happen a lot. And I'm sure there's a lot that they shield him from. So it's probably almost constant.
Oh, yeah. He's the opposite of Keanu Reeves, who, if Keanu Reeves goes anywhere, there are signs that say, we love you, Keanu. And Keanu Reeves gets out of his car and he knocks on the door and he takes a picture of that family. That's a true story because he's a nice guy.
Yeah, I believe it. Keanu Reeves is a great guy.
Super nice guy. Yeah, Joe Biden. I mean, the amount of he deserves, the problem is he these people don't get it. It's like Hillary Clinton doesn't get the vitriol, why people hate her. Joe Biden doesn't get why people hate Joe Biden. And it's beyond me how they don't see it. Like, just the doubling down on the insults, the doubling down on the lies, the doubling down on the saying everything. Of course they hate you, Joe. And plus, you're a fucking pedophile. Like, I mean, if that diary, you know, the diary is to be believed, where he's showering with his little, you know, fucking granddaughters and shit, his big flopping, disgusting old dick in their faces.
Incorrect and
inappropriate.
Biden was just in Pittsburgh recently, and of course he has his, you know, stop where he stopped at a Sheetz to pick up sandwiches to take to a construction site. And they always do this, and I wonder if he requests this. It's even creepier if he is requesting this, which I could see it. There's always, like, of course, Sheetz gets notified ahead of time. There's people there ready to shake his hand and say, oh, go, it's so amazing you're here. Of course, there's little kids there, and Joe Biden sees them, and he's like, can't contain his excitement. And it is just so creepy. And I'll bet it is like a request that I want a 2 8-year-old boys there to greet me. Like,
yep, it's for sure.
Sick.
I guarantee his request is 2 8-year-old boys and no vinegar on the subs, because he doesn't want anything to get in the way of smelling their heads. And vinegar is pretty
exactly.
Hey, man, who brought the vinegar? I can't smell any of these kids. All right, I got one more for you. Let's see here. This I loved. I love, because I have been seeing so many of these, you know, fucking stop oil jerk offs. And by the way, there's a lot of great videos now. The people in Europe are over these just stop oil dicks blocking the
Europe,
roads.
Europe's ahead of us now. Europe is like way ahead of us on fighting back against this stuff.
100%. Because they're just dragging these fuckers out of the street, kicking them in the head. And look, I'm a nonviolent man. I believe in the nap. But you know what? You violated the nap by blocking my ability to get where I'm going, by blocking, you know, necessary travel for ambulances and whatever else it is. You get a kick in the fucking head. Get out of the street. And I love it. But it did this meme from 300 Guns. Great one. It says, remember these kids? And of course, they're the kids that you always see lying down, having a temper tantrum in the middle of the store because they couldn't get a toy that they wanted. Well,
they probably had a leash on them too.
Oh, for sure. Right. And then they're all grown up now. And it's a photo of all these asshole protesters lying face down, having a tantrum in the street. It is the same exact thing, in a rational response, an emotional response, with absolutely no real end in sight. And just like having a temper tantrum, which I tell my daughter, I say, do you think by having a tantrum, I'm more likely to give you what you want? Or do you think that there is zero chance you get what you want? And she goes, zero chance. And I said, that's right. She's learned not to do it anymore. But you know what? It only took a couple times. These fucking idiots, it'll learn. They just keep doing it. And it keeps not doing anything except pissing the rest of us off.
Ah, that's Brian's new podcast, Parenting with Brian, How to Crush Your Kids' Hopes and Dreams.
Hey, I just, you know, no tantrums, man. Use your words.
That's good. It's good advice.
She's got to beat me in she has to beat me in an Oxford style debate if she wants dessert.
You have to wait until they stop hysterically crying, though, to try to reason with them.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, anymore? Are you done?
I'm done. That's all I got.
All right. Well, good show. Solid memeing. Solid conversations and memeing.
Bunch of people watching live. Yeah, hopefully, some of them are real people and not bots, but thank you for tuning in.
Pray. If you are a bot, don't forget to remind me that your pussy is in your bio, because some of you have been forgetting. And if you guys like what we're doing here, please check out the pussies in our bios at Brian McWilliams, at John Odermatt, at Lions of Liberty, and make sure to subscribe to the show. Especially, by the way, if you are watching on YouTube or on Rumble as well, but make sure you hit the notify button. We are shadow banned on YouTube. We have, I think, close to 7,000 subscribers, and nobody ever gets to see anything. So you got to hit the notify button. Otherwise, if you don't mind, we haven't had any reviews written in a while. Go to our podcast on Apple or on, you know, wherever you're listening. Please write us a nice review, guys. 5 stars. Let's kick the algorithm in the dick. How about that? Let's get it jizzed up.
There you go.
All right, guys. Thanks from me, from John, from the Lions of Liberty. Meme on, and have a wonderful weekend. Later.